Last of the Dixie Heroes by Peter Abrahams. Copyright 2001 by Pas de Deux Corporation. Read by Buck Scherner. Performance copyright 2001 by Brilliance Audio. All rights reserved. Recorded by arrangement with the Ballantine Publishing Group, a division of Random House Incorporated.
The fiery trail through which we pass will light us down in honor or dishonor to the last generation. Abraham Lincoln. Last of the Dixie Heroes. 1. Roy thought he heard his son crying in the night. He got up, went down the hall, opened Rhett's door, smelled the emptiness inside, and woke up. Must have been asleep until that moment. How else to explain it? Roy didn't turn on the light. Must have been sleepwalking or something close to it, and dreaming uneasy dreams. Because first, Rhett had never done much crying in the night, not even as a baby, and now he was 11 years old. And second, his empty bedroom had been empty for more than 6 months. Roy could probably have calculated the exact duration if he'd had a mind to. No need to turn on the light. No need to see last year's posters left behind, outgrown clothes in the closet, how neat everything was. No one had switched off the air conditioner in the window. Cold air followed Roy back to his room. Roy awoke for good a few hours later, alone in a bed meant for two. There had been a time in his life, back when he himself was a boy and even after, when he'd awakened every morning with a bubble of happiness in his chest, when he'd actually jumped out of bed. He could remember that feeling. Not bring it back, just remember. Roy found an inch of coffee in the pot, left over from the day before, or maybe the day before that.